They ate all they had, more than enough, for he had given them what they craved. You find today's scripture in Psalm 78:27, still being devoted to yielding to the Lord.
Dearest Father, what you give is sufficient for me. Lord, teach me not to ask for more than I need. Help me, Father, to pray and intercede for those in this world who do not have enough. I praise you, Father, for your provision. Help me, like Jesus, to say, my meat is to do the will of the one who sent me. Amen.
Today, think about your life. Do you have enough to eat? Do you have sufficient water? Have you got a warm place to sleep? Praise God for all of it. And remember those who have nothing.
Today's action: provide food, water, or clothing for someone in need today. Today's treasure is found in the book of Joshua, chapter 23, verse 6. Therefore, be very courageous to keep and to do all that is written in the book of the law of Moses, lest you turn aside from it to the right hand or to the left.
You know, one of the things about running a worldwide ministry and a worldwide prayer line is that it really puts in perspective what it's like to be living in this country. We receive prayer requests from all over the Americas. We also receive them from Europe. We receive them from the communist countries, from Africa, around the world. And many of them are people who are desperate. We have one pastor we work with. She has 10 pastors under us. She has to hold on because her pastor sometimes can't afford clothes and can't afford shoes. Our ministry helps them in every way we can. But think about what God's done for you. And maybe just take some time to look at the prayer requests on the web. Look at some of the people that are around you. And think, what could you do to help them? To give them just a little bit more of what Jesus promised, an abundant life.